This is definitely not enough to help. Is this really the highest this fan can go? It's not enough. If it's even making a difference, it's way too hot today. When is the technician supposed to come? Let me see if I can try something. What are you doing in here? Shut the door. Please, right now. What are you still staring at? Get out. Of all the times. Sorry, I forgot about the door and what I was doing. Never mind, you get it. The one time I forget to lock it. What were you coming in for anyway? Scratch that. You can answer when I take care of this. No, don't touch that door. I'll open it myself when I'm ready. What am I doing? I'm having a party. No, what do you think I'm doing in here? I'm putting something on so that I can... Just give me a minute, will you? Come on, come on. There. Hey. Yeah, hi. Can I help you with something? What did you need? Yeah, I was messing with something and forgot to lock. No, not like that. I didn't mean it in that way. I swear, I was just... in here, and... Shut up. Stop looking at me like that. What did you do? Well, I mean, you did open the door for starters. Well, yeah. I guess technically I did say you don't really need to worry about knocking during the day, but... Look, I'm not sure exactly what you thought I was doing, but I wasn't having as much fun as you think. I was just really hot, and I didn't know what else to do for the time being. At least until they decide to send someone to come fix the AC. I've been trying to cool off with this fan, but it's so weak it's barely doing anything, to be honest. Huh? What do you mean, so that's where it went? Were you looking for the fan earlier too? Literally just a while ago? Is that what you wanted to come in here to ask? I guess we had the same idea today, with how bad the heat has been. Hey, I didn't steal anything. This is a communal fan we all share. It's in the living room for all of us to use. Yeah, and as I recall, Damien was the one who bought this thing, wasn't he? Exactly. And besides, you're not missing out on anything. I can promise you that much. Because this thing is kind of useless. Yeah, you want to see for yourself? I almost forgot we even had it until this morning. Yeah, go ahead. Put your hand out. It's not even that good, is it? With how many days it's been, this fan was basically just blowing hot air. Maybe that's why Damien left this thing in the living room in the first place. Anyway, this was the first thing I tried today, which obviously hasn't been very effective. So then I thought I would just take off my shirt to see if it would help. It did a bit actually, but only at first. Then I lost another layer, and then another. And, well, you know, You're the one who conveniently walked in on me, so you already know the ending to that. What? I'm making it sound like you did that on purpose? Well, how can I be sure it wasn't? Maybe you did. I'm just messing with you. I know you would never do something like that on purpose, right? I admit, I should have been more aware and locked my room beforehand. Hey, I can wear whatever I want to in the privacy of my own room. Or whatever I don't want to, in this case. Sometimes you have to get a little creative with your solutions, especially when there's no AC. And I can see that I'm not the only one that's been feeling this heat. I mean, do I have to say it? Look at you. You're barely wearing as much as you normally do. Yeah, in those shorts. Nothing. I'm just saying you're probably feeling it too, because you look like you had the same idea as me. Is it really not the same? What? You're more dressed than me, at least? Oh, you mean before. I know. At least you still have clothes on. Listen, can I explain myself then? Because, to be fair, I was only planning on keeping that, confined to my room. Obviously, I was going to at least throw some shorts on and something else if I was gonna leave my room. Because that would have been an awkward encounter. Do I mean like the one just a minute ago? Okay, you really want to hold that over my head now, huh? My point is, I would have changed into something if I knew you or anyone else was going to be coming into my room. Yes, really. What kind of guy do you take me for? I promise I'm not the type to just walk around showing off to my roommates, okay? What? I'm not. Well, I'd like you to sound like you believe me when I say that. Anyway, what did you come in here to ask me again? I think we should get back on topic. Or was it just about the fan? Which I'm willing to share, but I'm keeping it in here today. It isn't that good, but it's better than nothing. So, is that all you wanted? I'm not getting pushy. I'm not trying to waste your time because I'm sure you have other things that you need to do. I'm not trying to send you away. Okay, I didn't say that. I do like talking to you. I mean, I'm happy to chat if that's what you want, but I'm pretty sure you came in here because you had something to ask first, right? Oh, did I get any updates from the building manager? Kind of. Their assistant, I'm assuming, actually texted me back this morning about it. And basically, they said to hang tight and keep cool because they don't have an estimate yet. I'm serious. Just a vague response, so I wouldn't bother if you were planning on calling them. I still have it on my phone if you want to read it yourself. Yeah, here. Here you go. See? It does sound like an auto response, doesn't it? Well, guess we're stuck like this for the time being. What? Did you want to read the message again? Not that. Oh, on my wrist? You notice? Yeah, it's a tattoo I got. It was actually pretty recent. Like, maybe last month? A little bit more than that, maybe. It's a D20. 20-sided dice, basically. Oh, you want to touch it? Yeah, sure, if you'd like to. Sorry. No, it doesn't hurt. The way you traced your hand over it kind of tickled a little bit, but you're fine. You like the design? Thank you. It hurt a little, but it wasn't as bad as I was expecting. I think I was building it up in my head and expecting it to be a lot worse. I actually got it done not too long ago. Well, it started off as something I did on a whim. One of my friends had an appointment with an artist already, and they asked if I wanted to see, since I had been curious about getting one for a while. I liked the idea of getting one done at some point, but it was mostly something in the back of my mind. You know, it was the kind of thing I thought would be nice, but not something I wanted that badly. And so, while I watched them get it done, I ended up talking to the artist about it. And luckily, they already had an idea about what I wanted, so it thankfully turned out really nice for my first time. Yeah, this dice is the first one I got. I just went with something small just to be able to say that I did it and check it off my list, I guess. Did you get a good look at it? Are you satisfied with that? Are there more? Oh, I do actually have a few more, but they were all done after this one, of course. How did you even know I had them? Huh? You thought you saw something on my body when you walked in? Where? What did you see? Something near my waist? Oh, you meant that. Yeah, that might have been one of my other tattoos. You mean, this one, right? It's a dagger. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go. You didn't get a good look? What? You wanna look at it up close? I guess I can show you if you want. Here, it'd be easier if I just take this off. I wasn't trying to hide anything. I didn't know you were interested, but sure. Next time, I'll let you know if I decide to get another. Okay, so this is supposed to... it's meant to be like a dagger with a dragon coiling around it. And it's based off a weapon from one of my favorite games. Yeah, it's one of the endgame rewards. And I wanted to get it because... Yeah, you can feel it. Definitely tickles here too. I don't mind. You can keep doing that. Is it an interesting placement for one? I wanted something more intricate and elaborate after my initial dice that I got, so I wanted to look for somewhere on my body with more area to work with, but I also wanted to be able to see it easily, so I thought somewhere like along the front of my body would work well. I thought it would look nice coming in slightly from the side, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it follows the flow of the torso, kind of. You're really taking your time feeling it. I guess you must really like it. The design, I mean. I know, I haven't had anyone look at it up close like this before. What? Do you have something you want to say about it? It looks like the dagger is almost pointing down toward my... Huh? You... I was not thinking of that myself. I really wasn't. But when you put it that way, maybe you can see it that way if you want to. No, you're fine. I think I might like that interpretation. That just caught me off guard. Yeah. So, are you finished, inspecting the tattoo now? I'll take that as a no. What else do you want? That's what you want now? Now you're just letting your hands wander. The tattoo does continue a little further under my jeans. Yeah. I'm sure you've already had a glimpse earlier. Did you want to see the rest of it? The rest of the tattoo, I mean. Up close this time. I guess these are getting in the way. Yeah, go ahead. I don't mind if it's you. You want me to take it all off, so you can see it? Yeah. Yeah, I can keep talking about it while you touch it. So you can see the dagger continues down further. It's curved overall and with the dragon's tail coiling all the way to the tip of the blade, which actually is a different color because the metal is tipped in poison in the original lore of the game. Should I keep going? Yeah. Okay, well, the dragon is essentially one of the key figures in the game, with a massive role in the latter half of the story campaign, and they're responsible for granting the player this exact weapon that I have. After a series of trials, Originally, I did consider getting an even more detailed design, but I might get something on my thigh or just somewhere on my leg in the future, and I didn't want to crowd it, and hey, you're supposed to be looking at the tattoo, aren't you? You seem distracted by something else. I'm the one that looks distracted? What do you mean? Down there? Wait. You're grabbing my... Can you blame me for being hard? It was a natural reaction to you. Feeling your hands all over my body. Especially when you're that dangerously close the entire time. It's impossible not to be. It's just you. What are you doing to me? Getting me all... You were just trying to inspect my tattoo. If you say so. But I think you were a little too eager with your hands, though. Really? You'll take responsibility for this, then? Take care of it. Yeah. Why don't you get on your knees for me? Then you can inspect all you want up close. Good. There you go. Am I gonna get any on my thighs? I might consider it in the future. I mean, if you have any ideas yourself. Is that seriously what you want to talk about, though? Right now? Where do I want your hands, then? Oh, fuck. Now you're just teasing me, aren't you? I want you to suck me off. You want me on the bed? Like this? Is this good? Yeah. Like that. Oh. at that. Talking in a call from your room before. I guess we can try to be quiet, but I might not be able to hold myself back. What will we do if that happens? Today, I could really see everything as soon as you came in. Sorry, I can't help looking. It's really your fault. You already know what I'm thinking. I wanna fuck you. Can I? Can I fuck you? Yeah. for.
Oh, baby.
too good. And you're squeezing so tightly. Like you're not letting me go. It's too much. Feels too good. I'm getting close. I'm getting close, baby. Fuck. Please. Please. You're gonna make me. Fuck, you're gonna make me come. Oh, fuck, you're gonna make me come. Yes, please, don't stop, don't fucking stop. Oh, fuck. Please keep going with that. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come. Holy shit. Nothing. Are you all right there, baby? Yeah? Felt good. You did really fucking good. Coming in here. I didn't think that would lead into this. Not like it though. You really should come by more often. Am I okay? Yeah, I'm fine. I'm a little worried about how loud I was. You say that like it's something I can just turn off, but I'm a vocal person. I'm sorry. No, there's no need to test it. You already know. Oh, fuck. I feel like you can talk me into anything.